In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Philosophy is taught as a school subject in Italy, France and Germany, but not in Ireland. Today is World Philosophy Day, and Vittorio Buffacci from UCC believes kids here should get the chance to study it. Vittorio, good afternoon.
Hello, Sean. I believe you're one of us, aren't you?
What happens on World Philosophy Day?
Oh, well, this is where philosophers one day a year don't hide and actually tell the world that they read philosophy. So those days, often people say that when you have a day given to you, it's because you're a loser. But that's not the case for philosophers.
Yeah, of course. Oh, sure, there's a day for everything now. The difficulty with philosophy for making a pitch for it is that you can't give an actual concrete, what does philosophy teach you? Because I suppose there's a perception it teaches you some form of wisdom. All it tends to teach you is what you don't know, which people, if they have any wit, know that already.
Well, of course, but not many people have that wit, as we know. But you are absolutely right. When we started teaching philosophy a few years ago, we had a meeting and we said, okay, maybe with the first years, we should start with telling them what philosophy is. And there were six people in the room and we had seven different opinions about what philosophy is. So the hardest thing for philosophy is actually for us to agree what philosophy is. Nevertheless, I truly believe that there is nothing more useful that we could teach our students, especially school students, and of course we don't in Ireland.
And why would it be so useful?
Well, I'll tell you why it would be useful. I'll tell you also why I don't think they teach it. It's because they're afraid of it. And they're afraid of it because if philosophy teaches you anything, is that you can't go through life believing dogmatically in certainty. And you have to navigate life without necessarily holding on to that certainty. Now, people feel threatened by that. And when I say people, I mean, let's not forget, 90% of the schools in Ireland are Catholic schools. And if you start questioning certainty, then people feel threatened. So that's possibly one reason why they're keeping philosophy out of the curriculum. But it would be useful, and possibly the most useful thing, because any fool can have an opinion, but you need to be able to justify your opinion. So having a belief, it's the easiest thing, but then you have to ask yourself, okay, what's the nature of my belief? And that's metaphysics. Is my belief any valid? That's epistemology. How does my belief relate to other beliefs? That's logic. Does it motivate me to act? Philosophy of action. Is it right? Is it wrong? That's ethics. Now, these are deep questions, but obviously, all of us go through life trying to make sense of who we are and what we believe. And it all starts with questioning what you're told and trying to work it out for yourself.
Yeah.
And that takes time. That's the art of thinking.
I have two messages already in front of me, Vittoria. One says they teach philosophy as part of the new religion course in Ireland. I'm in a CBS school. It's taught in religion. Also, Temple Carrig School in Greystones teaches philosophy. So it's already happening.
Okay. So first of all, philosophy and religion, that's water and oil. We're starting with two radically different assumptions. One is there is a certainty. There is a God. Philosophy starts with doubt. So you're starting from two totally different points of view. Also, religion often is about authority. There is an authority. You don't question the authority. This is how things are. Philosophy is the opposite. Philosophy is about dialogue. Philosophy is about dialogues amongst equals. And again, I'm going to make some enemies here, but 90% of the schools being Catholic, you have an institution where not everyone is given the same epistemic standing. The fact that women cannot be priests, that women cannot be pope, that women cannot hold certain roles, makes you wonder, is there an equality here?
It only makes you wonder, Vittorio. I think even for a philosopher, that's a pretty rock-solid fact that there isn't.
That there isn't what?
Equality. The Catholic Church.
Oh, in the Catholic Church. Yeah. No, absolutely. But, you know, if you think about the great philosophers of the ancient world, they were writing philosophy as dialogues. And a dialogue is about the being humble enough not to believe that you got all the answers, but you have to actually listen to others and learn something from others. And a dialogue works best when there is an assumption of equality. And philosophy is a dialogue. And so in a world, especially now, where things are moving in the direction of authoritarianism, actually, we need philosophy. We need to remind ourselves that we need to work together. We need to respect others. We need to listen to others, which is what philosophy is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and this is, I assume you're, what you mean is the Socratic method of dialogue.
Yes.
Yeah. But didn't they put Socrates to death for asking too many questions?
Well, every profession has its risks.
Vittorio, like, as you kind of outlined there, philosophy is a huge area. There are so many different branches of it. If you were to boil that down to a secondary school course, would there be areas of it that you would want students to concentrate on, or because it might be too much to take in one class a week or whatever?
You're absolutely right. There's far too much philosophy, and not to mention the fact that there is also non-Western philosophy that perhaps we should consider. But that's true for any subject. Now, the way that philosophy is taught in Europe, because most countries actually teach philosophy, tends to be the history of philosophy. Now, that's not necessarily what I would recommend, because that turns into another subject where students are told to memorize names and dates and ideas. The best philosophy is actually purely a matter of asking questions and trying to work out the implications of your beliefs. So it's actually And there's empirical evidence on this. They've tried to introduce this kind of philosophical thinking in primary schools. And it's the results, because they tracked the students who were doing philosophy in terms of their literary and mathematical skills, and they outperformed the other students because it was actually stimulating certain parts of the brain. And this isn't about knowing quotations taken from Aristotle and Plato. It's actually working out certain implications. You know, if you think your doll is beautiful, tell me where beauty is. Where does beauty lie? You know, that's a philosophical question about aesthetics. So it doesn't have to be a game of memorizing things, which is unfortunately all they're doing in the Living Cert at the moment. Even foreign, if languages are taught in terms of memorizing old passages. So it's about thinking.
Yeah. It's a way of thinking. It's training the brain to think. I can remember back in college spending about a week trying to understand the difference between essence and existence.
Did you work it out?
I did. Well, I think I did, but I'm not sure because I couldn't really explain it. Because it's one of those kind of baffling things, really. Vittorio, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Vittorio Buffacci from UCC. Or was it? Very philosophical question. Are all philosophers atheists? Somebody wants to know. No, the older kind of, a lot of them were that they would still study in college, would still be. Some of them were saints, even. Your guest is misrepresenting the RE syllabus in Ireland. We teach about all faiths and none, regardless of the school ethos. It's a state curriculum, and philosophy is covered at junior and senior cycle level. Well, as Vittoria said, though, studying religion and philosophy, they're two completely different things. So maybe there's a slight misunderstanding of what he means by philosophy. Because it's not really anything to do with the religious belief at all. It's about a kind of a way of trying to train your brain.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.